Welcome to SROA Soundboard, a podcast for radiation oncology administrators. I'm Tammy McCausland. Tim Law is joining us today for our In Conversation with Administrators series. Tim is Director, Cancer Services at Mitchell Memorial Cancer Center at Owensboro Health. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to join you today.
Could you tell me briefly about your journey to your current position?
Absolutely. Obviously, it started back as a radiation therapist, back graduating in 1985, and really had aspirations to be a medical physicist, but showed leadership qualities to my first administrator, and I guess the rest is history. Went on to get my master's degree, and kind of been moving around several states, Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee, South Carolina, over my career.
What do you like about being in a leadership position?
I guess I like being on the front lines, getting the cutting-edge equipment for patients, laying the groundwork to hopefully treat every patient like their own family member. I miss the patient care as a therapist, but I feel like I'm able to, I guess, draw on that and expand that in my role.
And what do you find most challenging about leadership, especially in radiation oncology?
If I had to be honest, it's that occasional tough provider that we all have come across and had to deal with. It's just a shame all can't just play in the sandbox together and enjoy our time treating patients, but that's not always the case.
Do you feel like the job as an administrator is becoming tougher, especially with the cuts in the ROAPM?
Absolutely. ROAPM isn't going to affect me directly because we weren't selected in the drawing, but it is just getting tougher. You're dealing with more workforce individuals, I guess four generations probably in radiation oncology, because the tradition was with the PACE probably just wouldn't fit in very well. But it's just getting tougher, more and more regulations, not less regulations. Harder and harder to come by capital with hospitals having a smaller and smaller margin with cutbacks and now with rising salaries due to the job market, shortage of RNs, et cetera, it's only getting harder.
What do you hope to accomplish in your current role and at this point in your career?
I'm really trying, the last couple jobs, really trying to address the gaps in patient care. It's one thing to have the wonderful technology and the great frontline staff, but it's all that supportive staff that truly help us treat the whole person. And I'm convinced it definitely helps outcomes. It raises the overall patient satisfaction. And what I'm addressing is, the last couple of places have been adding an oncology counselor, making sure navigation and social work is readily available, dietitian, genetic counseling, palliative care, just all those things that supplement a cancer patient's journey and make it, I guess, a little bit easier on them.
And as a leader, what have you learned about leadership that you would share with your team and maybe with other administrators?
I have personally learned to be a better listener. I feel like I've always been empathetic, maybe some to my detriment at times, but I think just having that open door and being there for your people. There's not a thing in the department that I wouldn't be willing to do myself. And I think they realize that and are more willing to go above and beyond to help the patients.
What or who inspires you and why?
What inspires me? Do you mean more Christ-like, honestly? My faith is number one in my life. My family is number two, and my job is number three. Do I get them out of order at times? Absolutely. But I just, living by that, I think, done me well throughout my career.
That's great. And how does your family feel about you being a radiation oncology administrator?
I think it's done pretty good providing for them over the life. Over their journey, I've been a workaholic at times. I'm trying to scale back and not be so much, take better care of my physical health as well as my mental health. Got a son who's wanting to be a medical physicist, and so I must not have done too bad. If somebody in one of my four children want to go into the field. So.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Going back to your career and working as an administrator, what professional organizations do you belong to and why?
Related to belonging to the SROA, is that what you're referencing?
Yeah, or any other associations that you've belonged to.
Primarily just belong to the SROA my entire career. Going back, don't hold me to this directly, but gosh, I know it's been over a couple decades, and it's just the camaraderie that you gain by talking with other administrators and learning from their experiences. And just getting away at the national meetings has been really rewarding. Haven't felt like I needed to belong to any other major organizations outside of the SROA.
And what about volunteering? What have you done in terms of professional volunteering, say with SROA and otherwise, maybe personal volunteering?
Volunteering has been very important to me. I guess I've held just about every board position on the SRA at two different stints, going from member at large to secretary, treasurer, VP, and then president, and then advisory, and then didn't have enough of it, went back and did a term in another role. And then outside of SROA, I've been on several hospice boards, and obviously Cubmaster, coaching, basketball, baseball throughout my life as my kids were growing up. Just always tried to stay busy in their lives as well as my professional career.
Awesome. So when you're not at work, what do you like to do in your free time?
When I leave work, I typically go and I work out for a solid half hour with very few breaks, doing a couple body parts every evening, weightlifting. Then head home. When my family was at home, we always enjoyed sitting down as a family and eating dinner. Now it's just my wife and I. After that, I really enjoy gardening. I guess I'm sick. I love to landscape. I love to build things. So, if anything, if I definitely have a weakness, it's not knowing how to relax.
Okay. And do you have a book you're currently reading?
I've gotten into the book club here at work. Went sort of around here. The last book, finished reading was The Fish Story. I had read that before early on in my career, and that just, I guess, reinforced the need for the balance in my life and just trying to make work fun and not just all work. And so that's the last book I actually read.
Do you have a favorite book that you would recommend?
It's definitely a book I'd recommend. And obviously my Bible every day, but I would recommend that to people as well.
Awesome. And what's on your playlist?
What's on my playlist?
Mm-hmm.
Admit I don't listen to music much. That's awful. I'll go in to open up the music app on my phone, and I'll play a song, just a few tunes of it, and my wife will tell me who's the artist and what the song is, and I have no clue. When I listen to music, it's just the enjoyment of the background and not really concentrating on the artist. So I'm horrible at those games where you have to guess things like that.
Okay. What's the best advice you've ever received?
Best advice. What comes to mind first is just love everyone.
That's beautiful. And based on everything you've learned over your career and your life, what advice would you offer others?
Practice the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And I think it'll serve you well. Radiation oncology, especially the oncology field, it's just such a close-knit group, and you just never know when the person you're corresponding with may be your boss or may be your employee someday. It's just life's too short to treat anybody unfairly.
That's awesome. Well, it's been wonderful talking with you today, Tim. I appreciate you answering my questions, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for listening to SROA Soundboard. We hope you will join us again. For more information, visit www.sroa.org.